ambition then. It's like for us to be respected as musicians and, you know, like songwriters and all, because we're trying to get into that. But I mean, for this, they don't have to respect us as songwriters. It's like dig our words or listen to what we have to say. You know, it's more than this music itself, you know. We try to make our words fill in with the music. At least that's what I try to do, you know. Try to make it such a tight connection that, in other words, I'm talking to you or saying what I feel like saying that 3 or 4 minutes, whatever that certain track takes. The next track that I'm talking to you again, only in another way, maybe. Another side, you know.
We now begin the third and final hour of our world premiere of the new box set, The Jimi Hendrix Experience, which will be in stores on September the 12th. I'm Jim Ladd, and as we continue, we'll hear now from the drummer of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Mitch Mitchell, and his recollection of the place where Jimi Hendrix felt most at home, the recording studio.
We're talking about a person here that never had, or wanted like a large mansion with the moat and the rest of it. You know, he had a little apartment in the village. Eventually he got around to fulfilling a dream, the major dream of building a studio, majorly because we were spending so much money renting out the studios and having them on call like for 24 hours a day. I mean, it was just ridiculous. But Jimmy had this natural gift of working with a board, and it was almost like watching an artist with a palette of various colors. This is the thing with Jimmy. It's knowledge that was there that, you know, it was just such a natural thing to him. I mean, I've never worked with anyone before or since that he would actually know how things would sound like on a backwards tape prior to putting it down. I mean, it was pretty bizarre, but it marvelous. I mean, the guy, you know, just, more or less would live there given a chance, you know, and he did.
Recording engineer Eddie Kramer.
Jimmy's view in the studio was one of complete concentration on the task at hand. If he had a song to do, he always had this end goal in mind. I always got the impression that he knew precisely what he was going to do with the song when he entered into the studio, and he would work at it and work at it and work at it and polish it until it was absolutely the way he wanted it. I mean, he demanded perfection. He was a very demanding and taskmaster as well on himself and all the musicians around him.
On three.
Touching a promised land, I hear pleas and prayers and a desperate whisper saying, "Oh Lord, please give us a helping hand." Yeah. Frustrated souls, the city is burning, and on across the water big I see a weapons barking out the sting of death. And up in the clouds I can imagine UFOs chuckling themselves, laughing they sing. Those people so uptight, they sure know how to make a mess.
sawdust on the floor. But as far as I know, they may even try to wrap me in cellophane and sell me. Brothers, help me. And don't worry about looking at the score.
I never really got to know him, I think, in a deeply personal way. I mean, my relationship with him was pretty much in the studio. But certainly, from the point of view of his personality, he was a charming, sweet guy in the studio, very, very focused on what he was doing, but very funny and had an absolutely acerbic sense of humor, and would put me down and Mitch and Noel and whoever he was working with in the studio with this biting wit. And then, of course, he would turn on himself as well. So there was this, you know, the two personalities, the live Jimi Hendrix, who was the monster on stage, and then the sort of very self-effacing, shy guy in the studio.
In keeping with the easygoing side of Jimi Hendrix's personality, Jimmy was known for having a good sense of humor. And apparently, some of this came from his love of cartoons. John McDermott.
Well, Billy Cox told Eddie and I that, you know, when we were working on our Sessions book, is that he loved Rocky and Bullwinkle and Mighty Mouse and all these things, and really enjoyed the humor.
And Superman.
And I think he
made a nice reference to Superman, which we can't quote over the air.
Oh, go ahead.
But I think Hendrix wasn't one dimensional. I think what songs like this show, we spoke a little bit about the spontaneity of Johnny B. Goode. He was open-minded. He was free to do whatever he wanted to do. He did not have any artistic restrictions on him, which said, you know, the last song should sound like the one before it. And, you know, you got to get in there and make it sound different. I think if he and the Band of Gypsies felt like doing Astro Man, they did it. And fortunately, he kept tape rolling at all times, and we have it so that we can enjoy it today, 30 years later.
Astro Man, here I come to save the day.
This is going to be fun.
Anyway, I was waking up, I had a dream just the other day. Somebody took my mind out of my head and flew it away. Somebody put the badge up on top of my chest. Say, get out there, boy, and do your best. Superman, never could
Was that fun?
When we come back, we'll hear a live version of Voodoo Child recorded at the final performance of the Jimi Hendrix Experience in London. Also, we'll hear a song from Jimmy's next musical incarnation, The Band of Gypsies, and an anti-war statement called Isabella. That and more when we return on the SFX Radio Network.
If you missed any of our Jimi Hendrix Experience 4-CD box set world premiere broadcast, you can hear the entire 3-hour show on demand by logging on to our website at sfx.com beginning Sunday night, September 3rd. We'll make the show available all the way through September 12th, the day the box set comes out.
Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at goarmyreserve.com and hear about jobs in medicine, aviation, or telecommunications. The Army Reserve Job Bank has many jobs in your area. Just plug in your zip code and you'll find listings for everything from PCs to MPs. Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Learn skills that can help in college or a career. Sound good? It is. Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at goarmyreserve.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
Good night, Prevotella. Good night, Actinomyces. Good night, Streptococcus.
Germs, millions of them. They've been building up in your mouth all day, and some of them can even lead to the gum disease gingivitis. Say goodnight with Listerine. Just 30 seconds of Listerine before bed kills germs, even germs that can cause gingivitis. Use Listerine every night and go to sleep with a healthier mouth. See your dentist. Use as directed when brushing and flossing aren't enough.
From vaudeville films and americaslibrary.gov comes the 1919 Hans A. Spanuth classic, Baboon, Dog, and Monkey. Log on and see a baboon play the violin, ride a bike, and jump rope with a dog. Is it real? Yes. Is it funny? Yes. Is it real funny? Come on, it's a baboon playing the violin. americaslibrary.gov. Log on, play around, learn something.
A public service message brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
It's a very uneasy feeling to not be sure whether or not you're pregnant. Especially when you don't want to be. The uncertainty is really hard. I'm trying to block the consequences out right now until I know one way or the other.
From the first time you use it, the EPT pregnancy test is easy to read, and it's over 99% accurate in lab tests.
This is about as nervous as I've ever been. I just want to know for sure.
EPT. So accurate, we call it the error-proof test. Use as directed, see your doctor as recommended.
You're listening to the Jimi Hendrix Experience on the SFX Radio Network, where you can now find us on the web at sfx.com.